If anybody knows Rachmaninoff, it's the Philadelphia Orchestra, which inspired him to write his final orchestral work, The Symphonic Dances, worked with the composer intensively until his death in 1943, and since then has maintained an unbroken performance tradition from Eugene Ormandy through Charles Dutoit. Yet the esteemed Italian conductor Gian Andrea Noseda, who has the trust and affection of the musicians from past guest engagements, has been conducting Rachmaninoff in concerts this week at the Kimmel Center. The conductor brings to these performances an ear for discovering a sound from which the orchestra has perhaps drifted, and as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, Noseda may just about be out Ormandying Eugene Ormandy.
The Philadelphia sound was definitely there at the Tuesday rehearsal of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2 at Verizon Hall, but not the cool, suave version cultivated by Charles Dutoit, and also not the unceasing lushness heard in the old Eugene Ormandy recordings. With a lesser conductor than Gian Andrea Noseda, the players might not welcome someone fiddling with their Rachmaninoff sound. Instead, they're drinking in the 48-year-old Milanese conductor's every comment, and afterwards, pelting him with compliments. Though Noseda has come late to Rachmaninoff, he has perhaps a more comprehensive view of the composer than anyone working today. Besides the usual symphonies and concertos, Noseda has conducted the composer's choral works and seldom heard operas. Backstage, he talked about how this macro view of Rachmaninoff tells him how much this composer from Imperial Russia is a man for the 21st century.
He was a very complicated man, and I got to know him through people who met him. Of course, they were very old in St. Petersburg because he died in the 40s, but I had the possibility to have several conversations with his grandchild, Alexander Rachmaninoff, and that has been like a treasure. I consider Rachmaninoff, from the heart point of view, late romantic. From the intellectual point of view, very modern. So with a few notes, he could just develop, explore, making bigger, like the technique really Stravinsky, Shostakovich, and Prokofiev used.
It's possible that the orchestra's longtime music director, Eugene Ormandy, who worked directly with Rachmaninoff, wasn't the composer's most fastidious advocate. He performed the Symphony No. 2 with cuts that later generations haven't approved of, and conducted the music with such a luxurious lack of contour that Rachmaninoff may have seemed more a product of Hollywood than Moscow. Orchestra cellist Richard Harlow recalls playing the Symphony No. 2 under Ormandy with only intermittent attention to dynamics.
Ormandy didn't necessarily follow all of them. That he went, when he wanted us to make sound, we kind of ignored the dynamics and did what he conducted.
Yet Noseda isn't about to say that Ormandy was wrong.
Let's support Ormandy. He was performing not here, but in the academy. And there the acoustics is so dry. And to play a piano there meant to ask the orchestra to play mezzo forte. Incredibly vibrato, incredibly sostenuto sound. Coming here, if you play in the sort of way they used to play in the other place, of course everything sounds immediately too present, everything is already there, it's just in front of your face here. So if you respect very carefully the dynamics Rachmaninoff wrote, immediately the piece becomes more tridimensional.
Actually, Noseda is going far deeper into the symphony's tissue and has been talking to the string players about fine points of bowing that, for cellist Harlow, may well bring the musicians closer to the music's core.
We were not getting a smooth bow change in this one part in the second movement. But he has in his ear what the Philadelphia sound should be, and he's encouraging us to do that. That we kind of forget these things.
Noseda never planned to be a conductor. He claims he never even decided to be a conductor. The profession more or less descended upon him in his late 20s when, as a working pianist, he thought he would take some conducting lessons was encouraged to enter competitions, and lo and behold, won them. For 8 years, he was an apprentice in St. Petersburg, Russia, working under Valery Gergiev. From there, some conductors would settle down with some good, out-of-the-way orchestra until they're ready to take the world by storm. Instead, Noseda, who still seems not to have been seized by ambition, was everybody's guest conductor, principal and otherwise.
With the principal guest conductor, you have a bit of responsibility, but not too much. So is the right way to grow yourself with the repertoire? Because you are looked very, let's say, very carefully, but you are not in charge. Because when you arrive to a point to be a chief conductor, you should have something to say. Otherwise, you know, it's a love affair for one night.
Ultimately, in 2001, he landed the BBC Philharmonic in Manchester. And being in that secondary city with BBC exposure turned into the right place at the right time. In addition to having a recording contract with the Shandos label, he and the orchestra in 2005 decided to see what would happen if, in the then new world of downloading, the complete Beethoven symphonies were offered for free. The numbers were 1.5 million.
A lot of people from all over the world. One was from Mongolia, even from there, and it's incredible. So music is an interesting topic, even for the youngsters. Probably they will not come to the concert because it's a sort of rite. But through this, they will come to the concert.
Noseda has gone on to lead the Teatro Reggio in Turin. He also works regularly at the Metropolitan Opera and has become one of the Philadelphia Orchestra's favorite visitors. Yet his Russian years did come rushing back to him this week as he approached Rachmaninoff, partly prompted by the Philadelphia sound.
There is a particular quality of the sound of this orchestra, which is connected with the old Russian way of making sound.
Oddly, Rachmaninoff was one of the few major composers that Noseda did not study with Gergiev. He discovered the composer on his own, even though Rachmaninoff has often spent decades out of fashion. Leonard Bernstein conducted very little of the composer's music. Most German conductors had nothing to do with him, and the history books dispatched his music with a paragraph or two. Even in decades after that, conductors such as Michael Tilson Thomas and Lauren Mazel treated Rachmaninoff with a classical leanness, as if to get as far away from Hollywood as possible. But now that Mahler has become ubiquitous, Rachmaninoff's emotional temperature can actually seem reserved in comparison. In a recent radio broadcast of the Symphony No. 2 from San Francisco, Michael Tilson Thomas let it rip. Noseda's approach is markedly hot and rhythmically nervous.
Now our point of view is more connected with modernity, and we look at Rachmaninoff and we give him the right, probably the right place in the 20th century music. So I think today is the best time for Rachmaninoff. Not to be rediscovered, Rachmaninoff doesn't need to be rediscovered, but just to be presented in a fresher way.
Now, the main frustration is that Rachmaninoff didn't compose enough. Why aren't there 9 symphonies and full-length operas? Well, after the composer fled the Russian Revolution, he had to support his family, and did so as a touring pianist. He composed here and there, sometimes his most popular works, such as the Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini, but not nearly as much as he might have had the world been different.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. Gianandrea Noseda conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra in an all Rachmaninoff program at Verizon Hall at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts this evening at 8.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.